PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you may be. It's very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. As you're probably aware, we had a bit of a vacation the last 2 weeks, and the shows were recorded a couple of weeks before we went away. So this week is a new one, and we came back to Taiwan with absolutely appalling weather. We have a typhoon that is coming our way as of the recording of this show. So you could be hearing this, and either the typhoon has blown our studio away, or we're still here, or we're flooded. Whatever the case may be, don't worry, we will be back here next week as well. Anyway, very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. Some sad news this week, some very sad news this week, and I was a little bit surprised to hear about the passing of the legendary British pop singer, Cilla Black. She was part of the Liverpool sound. And many thanks, of course, to the John Lennon and Paul McCartney, well, the Beatles themselves, actually, for pushing her to become a singer. She recorded many songs by the Beatles, and the Beatles even composed many songs for her. So to begin today's show, we're going to have two tracks from Cilla Black. First, Step Inside Love. That was the signature tune for the long-running BBC series that she did, The Cilla Black Show, followed by You Are My World.
Step inside, love. Let me find you a place where the cares of the day will be carried away by the smile on your face. We are together now and forever. Come on. You look tired, love. Let me turn down the light. Coming out of the cold, rest your head on my shoulder and love me tonight. I'll always be here if you should need me. Night and day. Together now and forever.
You're my world, you're every breath I take. You're my world, you're every move I make. Other eyes see the stars up in the skies, but for me they shine within your eyes. sun above. So my arms reach out to you for love. With your hand resting in mine, I feel a power. With your hand resting in mine, I feel a power so divine. You're my world, you are my night and day. You're my world, your every breath.
Two very popular songs by Cilla Black, who passed away this past week at her second home in Spain. You Are My World, or You're My World, which was a big hit for her in the early 60s. And then Step Inside Love, which was a hit for her in 1968, and then also became the sig tune for her long-running BBC program, The Cilla Black Show. Something that I realized actually this week as I was talking with somebody about this, and there was a time, I think probably in the 1990s, late 1980s and 1990s, a lot of legendary big band singers and popular standard singers from the 30s and 40s started passing away. I can think of, say, Ella Fitzgerald, Miles Davis, great jazz musician, Dean Martin, Sarah, and many others. And I think that now, this decade, the first decade of this century, it's going to be known for the time when a lot of legendary British and American pop singers from the 50s and 60s are going to pass away. Many of them now are in their 70s and 80s. It's quite sad, actually, when you hear, you know, when something like that happens, because, you know, Cilla Black, when I think of Cilla Black, I think of the songs that we just took a listen to and the television programs that she hosted in the UK for many years that we also got here in Taiwan. It's a little bit shocking, actually. You know, we have some people that are, you know, really up there right now. It's funny when you think of, say, Sir Paul McCartney. I mean, now he's Sir Paul McCartney and he's a grandfather, you know, or Mick Jagger. I mean, it's just, it is kind of, you know, a little bit strange, actually. You know, anyway, very nice to have you with us today. So today, actually, we're going to have, you know, quite a bit of music from the 60s. And here's one that I happen to enjoy very much. It's Anne Margaret and a duet that she did with Elvis Presley called The Lady Loves Me.
She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me, she loves me, she loves me. The lady loves me, and it shows. In spite of the way she turns up her nose, I'm her ideal, her heart's desire.
Under that ice she's burning like fire. She'd like to cuddle up to me. She's playing hard to get. The lady loves me, but she doesn't know it yet.
The gentleman has savoir faire, as much as an elephant or a bear. I'd like to take him for a spin, back to the zoo to visit his kin. He's got about as much appeal as a soggy cigarette. The lady loathes him, but he doesn't know it yet.
Got a crush on me.
The gentleman's crazy, obviously.
The lady's dying to be kissed.
The gentleman needs a psychiatrist. I'd rather kiss a rattlesnake or play Russian roulette.
The lady loves me, but she doesn't know it yet. She's falling fast, she's on the skids.
Both of his heads are flipping their lids.
Tonight she'll hold me in her arms.
I'd rather be holding hydrogen bombs. Will someone tell this Romeo I'm not his Juliet?
The lady loves me, but she doesn't know it yet.
Gentleman is an egotist.
I'm simply aware I'm hard to resist.
He's one man I can learn to hate.
How's about having dinner at eight?
I'd rather dine with a Frankenstein in a moonlight tete-a-tete.
The lady loves me, but she doesn't know it yet. Oh, yes, she loves me.
Dig that shrinking violet.
She really loves me.
Here's one gal you'll never get.
She loves me.
Would you like to make a bet?
I said the lady loves me.
The gentleman's all wet.
And Margaret and Elvis Presley with The Lady Loves Me. And I don't know if you noticed it, but something that I noticed the first time that I heard it, and I was trying to find information, but I just have a suspicion that it wasn't recorded at the same time. Because the reverb on Elvis Presley's voice is quite different from the reverb on Anne Margaret's voice. Now, that wouldn't be so strange, and it's one of those things that sometimes when you listen to recordings that maybe are issued in the digital format for the very first time, you pick up on these little things that you probably never heard on the original vinyl version. So if anybody out there does know something about it, do let me know. And you know the email address. We'll give that out later on in the show. Now, for the past 2 weeks, I've taken the opportunity to do quite a bit of traveling, and it also gave me the opportunity to record some special Happy Station programs. Now, we're not going to start airing them yet for the very good reason that they have to be edited. They're all sort of in bits and pieces right now, like a giant jigsaw puzzle. But during my travels, which, by the way, for 2 weeks was by bicycle, I did find some interesting things, some very interesting things, especially in terms of music. One of my favorite things to do wherever I'm going is to find a music shop. And that's because sometimes you come across things in the strangest places that you would never expect to find. Now, this is one that I happen to have found in the city of Yilan, which is on the eastern side of Taiwan, east of the mountains. And it was a little shop in this little town in Yilan, just outside Yilan City. And I went, they probably don't have anything interesting. Well, they had a lot of interesting things, and I had to buy them because I was a little surprised to even find them there. And we're going to take a listen to a couple of them on today's program. First, actually, this was one that I never expected to find in Taipei for sure, Kaohsiung definitely, but in a little village outside of Yilan, it was a little bit shocking. It is the pipes and drums of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, accompanied by the Military Band of Glasgow. And yes, well, of course, it is the bagpipes. So we're going to listen to a medley of two songs, beginning with a well-known classic, Scotland the Brave. medley of three very well-known Scottish folk songs. We'll Go Lassie Go, Highland Laddie, and Scotland the Brave. And this is from a CD called Highland Cathedral that I picked up in the city of Yilan in this little music shop. The other thing that was a little bit of a surprise was the next album. And that was an album that was originally released in 1972 called Previous Record. The full title is Monty Python's Previous Record. It was one of their classic albums from the early 1970s. And I thought that we'd now have a little bit of Eric the Half a Bee.
Hello, I would like to buy a fish license, please.
A what?
A license for my pet fish, Eric.
How did you know my name was Eric?
No, my fish's name is Eric. Eric the Fish. He's an halibut.
What?
He is an halibut.
You've got a pet halibut?
Yes, I chose him out of thousands. I didn't like the others, they were all too flat.
You must be a loony.
I am not a loony! Why should I be tired with the epithet loony merely because I have a pet halibut? I've heard tell that Sir Gerald Nabardo has a pet prawn called Simon. You wouldn't call him a loony. Furthermore, Dawn Palethorpe, the lady show jumper, had a clam called Stafford. After the late Chancellor, Alan Bullock has two pikes, both called Chris, and Marcel Proust had an adduck. So if you're calling the author of A la recherche du temps perdu a loony, I shall have to ask you to step outside.
All right. A license?
Yes.
For a fish?
Yes.
You are a loony.
Look, it's a bleeding pet, isn't it? I got to license me pet dog, Eric. I got to license me pet cat, Eric.
You don't need a license for your cat.
I bleeding well do, and I got one. Can't be caught out there.
There is no such thing as a bloody cat license.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Isn't. Our bleeding got one. Look. What's that then?
This is a dog license with the word dog crossed out and cat written in crayon.
Man didn't have the right form.
What man?
The man from the cat detector van.
The loony detector van, you mean?
Look, it's people like you what cause unrest.
What cat detector van?
The cat detector van from the Ministry of Housing.
Housing?
It was spelt like that on the van. I'm very observant. I've never seen so many bleeding aerials. The man said their equipment could pinpoint a purr at 400 yards, and Eric, being such a happy cat, was a piece of cake.
How much did you pay for this?
60 quid and 8 for the fruit bat.
What fruit bat?
Eric the fruit bat.
Oh, your pet's called Eric.
There's nothing so odd about that. Kemal Ataturk had an entire menagerie called Abdo.
No, he didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did.
Oh, right.
Spoke like a gentleman, sir. Now, are you going to give me a fish license?
I promise you that there is no such thing. You don't need one.
In that case, give me a bee license.
A license for your pet bee?
Correct.
Called Eric. Eric the bee?
Nope.
No?
No. Eric the half bee. He had an accident.
You're off your chump.
Look, if you intend by that utilization of an obscure colloquialism to imply that my sanity is not up to scratch, or indeed to deny the semi-existence of my little chum, Eric the half bee, I shall have to ask you to listen to this. Take it away, Eric the orchestra leader.
I want two, three, four.
Half a bee, philosophically, must ipso facto half not be. But half the bee has got to be a vis-a-vis its entity. Do you see? But can a bee be said to be or not to be an entire bee when half the bee is not a bee due to some ancient injury? Singing. A la-dee-dee, a 1, 2, 3. Eric the half a bee. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Eric the half a bee. Is this a wretched demi-bee? Half asleep upon my knee. Some freak from a menagerie? No, it's Eric the half a bee. A fiddly-dum, a fiddly-dee. Eric the half a bee. Ho, 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 tee-hee-hee. Eric the half a bee. I love this hive employee. Bisected accidentally one summer afternoon by me. I love him carnally.
He loves him carnally. Semi-carnally.
The end.
Cyril Connolly?
No, semi-carnally.
Oh.
Cyril Connolly.
John Cleese and Michael Palin of Monty Python with Eric the Half a Bee. From Monty Python's previous record released in 1972 that I picked up in that little village in Elan that I was kind of surprised, actually, to find that. I found some other ones as well. Quite a few, actually. And as I mentioned earlier, I was traveling by bicycle. I didn't tag them along with me. All I did was, when I had enough of them, I got a box, went to the post office, stuffed them in a box, then mailed them to myself so I wouldn't have to tag them along everywhere. And the shows that we're doing, by the way, are... the reason why I say they're in bits and pieces because we recorded them on bicycles. And it should be interesting. Once we have all the shows edited and packaged together, I think you'll get a kick out of it. It was different. That's the only thing I'll say about that right now. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. On the next edition of Jazz for the Asking... which is a segue to our next piece of music. We're putting the spotlight on the legendary singer Astrud Gilberto. And for the entire show, we're featuring nothing but the music of Astrud Gilberto. So that's what we have next. The Original Girl from Ipanema, a song by Antonio Carlos Jobim, performed by Stan Getz and Astrud Gilberto.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem, que passa. Num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema. O seu balançado é mais que poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Ah, a beleza que existe. A beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes.
Thank you. sadly. Smiles, but she doesn't see. She just doesn't see. No, she doesn't see.
The girl from Ipanema, Astrid Gilberto, also performing with Stan Getz. And she is our featured artist on the next edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you want to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Now time for a request. Mohammed Rafi, going out to so many listeners that I can't even mention all of them. But a number of you wanted to hear Mohammed Rafi with his classic song, Love in Tokyo.
जापान की ले गई दिल गुड़िया जापान की पागल मुझे कर दिया पागल मुझे कर दिया ले गई दिल गुड़िया जापान की ले गई दिल गुड़िया जापान की पागल मुझे कर दिया पागल मुझे कर दिया मस्ताना जिसका अंदाज मशुकाना देता है प्यार का पैमाना करता है सबको दीवाना ये तो शहर मस्ताना जिसका अंदाज मशुकाना देता है प्यार का पैमाना करता है सबको दीवाना ले गई दिल गुड़िया जापान की ले गई दिल गुड़िया जापान की पागल मुझे कर दिया पागल मुझे कर दिया गोरी रानी हमको इशारों से बुलाए कितनी रंगीन है फिजाएं जापानी परियां मुस्कुराएं देखो वो गोरी गोरी रानी हमको इशारों से बुलाए कितनी रंगीन है फिजाएं जापानी सारियां मुस्कुराएं मेरी दिल गुड़िया जापान की ले गई दिल गुड़िया जापान की पागल मुझे कर दिया पागल मुझे कर दिया जवानी कहती है प्यार की कहानी आई वो कैबर की रानी जिसके आगा में जिंदगानी ले गई दिल गुड़िया जापान की ले गई दिल गुड़िया जापान की पागल मुझे कर दिया
Mohammed Rafi by request with Love in Tokyo, going out to a number of listeners who actually miss the program that we had, Song of India. And I just want to announce right now that we may announce a return of the series. It won't be a regular weekly program. Instead, we may do a series of 12 shows a season. But I'll give you more information about that when we finally decide how we're going to do it. Now, a moment ago I was telling you about the shows that we recorded while we were on holiday. We are going to be recording some more while we're doing some traveling. Well, that is while I'm doing some traveling at the end of September and October in the Netherlands and also in Berlin, Germany. Yes, we're going to be heading to that part of the world, and we will be doing some editions of Happy Station from there as well. So we have some quite interesting programs coming up in the near future. Time now for music again. Andy Williams and Solitaire.
There was it's easy to pretend I'll never so much to say that goes unspoken. And through the night, each sleepless night, the eyes. Now solitaire is the only game in town, and every road that takes me down. And by myself it's easy to pretend you're coming back again. And keeping to myself I play the game.
Andy Williams and Solitaire. Here's a little question, and I'll see if you know the answer. Who had a hit with that song a few years ago? What was the name of the singer? If you know, let us know, and we will also play that version on the program as well. All right. We're now going to move to another song. And this was one that a few of you said that I hadn't played on the show. I'd played the singer before, and they said they were surprised that I hadn't played his version of this song. The song is called Babalu. I have a funny story about Babalu, because when I was at Radio Havana, Cuba, there was one engineer that we had, Luis Fernandez, who was an engineer in the English Language Service of Radio Havana, Cuba. And for some reason, I don't know how it started, but I ended up nicknaming him Babalu. And I would say, good morning, Babalu. And I go, Babalu, Babalu, aye, every time I would see him. And it became his nickname at the radio station. He doesn't look like a Babalu, but I don't know what happened. I used to call him Babalu Funares. And yeah, it was just one of those, you know, silly things. Anyway, the version we're going to listen to right now is by the one and only Desi Arnaz.
Pensando lo velorio y qué le hacemos a Babalú. Dame 17 velas pa' ponerlo en cruz. Y dame un cabo de tabaco, bañé, bañé, y un jarrito de aguardiente. Y dame un poco de dinero, bañé, bañé, pa' que me dé la suerte.
Yep. A gozar, nena. En Santiago se baila la conga.
Yo quiero pedir que mi negara me quiera, que tenga dinero y que no se muera. Ayule, que quiero pedir a Babalu una negara pendona como negro pa' que no se muera.
Desi Arnaz with Babalu. Anyway, with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the program. Once again, our email address is very simple. It's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. We're going to leave you with the Latin All-Stars and another Latin American number called En Paris se bailar la salsa. In Paris, they dance the salsa. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Ahora sí llegó la salsa. ¿Y de qué manera?
París salsa ya llegó con los mejores soneros, gozando y siempre cantando para traerle a mi gente lo mejor de nuestra salsa, canela, tabaco y ron, y el ritmo de los maestros para usted. París salsa ya llegó para alegrarte la vida, contentos de compartir nuestra cultura latina, con sabor de Venezuela, de Cuba y de Panamá, sin olvidar los demás, ya verás.
¡Oye, azúcar! ¡Esto está de bala!
¡Ay, aprieta, compadre!
¡Ya verás!
¡Qué rico!
Yo que soy azuquita, le digo desde el 79 vengo agitando mi gente.
En París se baila salsa, salsa caliente.
Roe, roe, le dice al amigo azuquita y a Raúl, mira cómo aprieto mi ambiente.
En París se baila salsa, salsa caliente.
Un saludo a los salseros de París.